Morning, my name is Rohin Kaul and I work as a senior program manager with Microsoft Azure team. And today we are going to see how to demonstrate and how to use a network performance monitor to debug your networking issues. So this is the main OMS homepage. And right here I have the network performance monitor tile, which is giving me a status of the network. I can click on this to go to the network performance monitor dashboard. And the dashboard here has several blades. The first blade is giving me a summary of the network, how many network links I have, how many subnet links I have, how many paths I have. Paths are basically the routes in the network. The next blade here is telling me whether I have any health events in the network, which is essentially whether any of my network links is down or not. If there is a problem with any of the network links, if it is facing high packet loss or latency, those will appear here. The next blade here is for subnets. These are top subnet links sorted by the loss and latency that is experienced on them. All the links have a source subnet and a destination subnet, and the corresponding value of loss or latency is plotted right against them. You can look at all your network links by clicking on this network links tile right here and selecting a link. Let's say one selects a network link, and on the right hand side, one will get to see a graph of the loss and latency as it has been over a period of time. The top graph is loss and the bottom graph is latency. Let's take a look at other network links here. So we can look at the network links, and there's a history for each link. The history can be, you can customize these charts. You can say that I want last 1 day data or last 7 days data, and click OK, and we'll plot the historical trend for loss and latency for each network link right on this dashboard. Now, as you can see, there have been some problems on the network. You can zoom into those and see where exactly the problem is. It's around, let's say, 9th of February or so. Let's take a look at other network link. We can kind of drill down further and click on subnet links here. The subnet links are basically child elements of a network link. A network may be composed of multiple subnets. And when we say a loss of latency is 100 milliseconds from one network to another network, we essentially are saying that the aggregate loss of latency of all the subnets in one network and all the subnets in another network is 100 milliseconds. So data at subnet link level is available, and you can just get the data by clicking on the view subnet link at the network links page. So here we have just one subnet link. Again, you can see that there's a spike here. We can get more details by clicking on view node links. Now I have in this case 4 different node links, and I can get a historical trend of loss and latency for each one of them. See, in this case we have a spike, and we can kind of zoom into this. And as we see, the spike has been around 11:30. And we can kind of set the time of the solution to this value. 9th of Feb, 11:30 a.m., let's say it was 32 a.m. And once I click apply, you can see that now I'm seeing that all these links have turned red. So I'm viewing the system state as it was on 9th of Feb, 11:32 a.m. And right now all links are appearing red, but I still want to dig further and find out where the problem is. So I can click on view topology map, and I'll get an explorer view of topology of the network between two servers. So this is the source node and this is the destination node. And all the servers, all the routers where there's an issue, they have been highlighted in red. So the red nodes are where the problem exists. Right, so these are the routers or hops between these two servers where the packet drop is occurring. So as admin, you need to go and look into these routers and see what's wrong with them. So if you look at the end-to-end scenario, we started off from network to network link level and drilled down to subnet link level, and then to node link level, and then all the way up to the topology and localize the problem to the routers or the hops where the problem exists. So this is the basic workflow for debugging a problem In network performance monitor, you start from networks and drill down all the level down to network topology map. However, if you already know the two nodes that you want to debug, if you already know the source and destination, let's say a SQL server and web server, you can go directly to the topology map by clicking on the path style here on the dashboard and selecting the nodes. You can select the source and destination node and say plot, and we'll plot the topology between these nodes. And you can also get path details for these routes. You can choose what paths to highlight and what to hide. For example, I can choose to highlight only one path or a couple of paths on this map. So the map is pretty interactive. You can play around with this and get to know about its features in detail. So we just saw how to debug your network performance issues using Network Performance Monitor. This was a deep dive into OMS Network Performance Monitor solution. My name is Rohin Kaul. Thanks for watching this video.